Peace and blessings, y'all. Power up and salute to the Palestinians. We're talking about the top fake news about Alexa Storm. Allah, Muhammad, Ali. That's where it breaks apart and it covers. So it's October 18th, 2023, when the scripting department of Islamic Pulse Studios scripted the current script which we are presenting. So forgive us if other fake news has come up since the writing of this script, especially considering and keeping in mind that the predictability department at Islamic Pulse Studios predicted that a lot of fake news was going to come out into your face by the Zionists and their subjects. So hey, please stop listening and watching to all that reliable nonsense that you guys out there keep on watching and listening. Hey, we're just keeping it real, but it's not the end of the episode. So just in case you're wondering, we are going to talk about the top 7 fake news about Al-Aqsa Storm. We're going to start with number 7, which is the... This always confuses me. We're going to start with number 7, which is the least fake news that we wanted to present, all the way up to number 1, which is the most fake news that we wanted to present. So, but please just keep in mind that all of them are fake. None of them are real. Okay, anyways. Número 7. So we start with the weakest link. Apparently, Herr, that means Mr. in German, Justin Bieber, he apparently posted an image on Instagram where he showed this image of a city which was totally decimated, and you know, under it he read, you know, he wrote whatever they do on Instagram, praying for Israel. Drum roll. No drum roll. We're gonna do lightning and thunder slash drum roll. So the picture was actually Gaza. It wasn't Israel. It was Gaza. Justin Bieber. It was Gaza.
But I cannot see. I'm legally blind.
You know, broski, you need to get out of this field of, you know, reporting fake news. Because even though you're good at reporting fake news, but still, get out of the field. And a little heads up from the Keeping It Real staff, if you will. You should probably get out of the field that you're currently in, haram music as well. All right, so next up is número 6. Apparently there was this one tweeter who tweeted a tweet on X, aka Twitter, where he tweeted on X that a pregnant woman's, you know, womb was opened up and cut open or something like that, and the kid was taken out and killed, apparently in southern Israel by Palestinians. Lightning and thunder slash, I missed the cue, drum roll. In reality, according to X, aka Twitter, the incident and the image dates back to 1982, where Israeli-backed militias attacked the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps in Lebanon. This, dear X user, is 2023. It ain't 1982. And nor is it Lebanon, for that matter. Número 5. Apparently there was a video of a young girl who had been set on fire by a mob, and of course the girl was supposedly an Israeli girl and the mob was a, you know, Palestinian slash Hamas slash, some people like to call them Hamas, you know, mobster terrorist type guys. I mean, it was also viral, unfortunately. So lightning and thunder slash drum. In reality, the footage was from Guatemala, dated year 2015. Guatemala. Okay, número 4. So apparently there was this image. Actually, it was a video. It was a super graphic video of a man who was alleged to be a Hamas, Palestinian terrorist guy, who went and apparently he like ripped open the chest of an Israeli person and took out his heart and started eating it, apparently, on the video slash image. And so it also went incredibly viral on social media. Like, why would something like that go viral? Like, why would you viralize a video of a man eating another man's heart? You know, like, our question is, why doesn't keeping it real become viral? Anyways, so lightning, thunder, slash, rumble. In reality, the video was actually from Mexico. And it was from an article in the Daily Mail, which it talked about, mail as in M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E. So the Daily Mail, where it talked about how Mexican drug cartels, they asked their new, you know, recruits to go kill people, apparently their opponents, probably not their friends, and, you know, take out their hearts and bite them. And this is where the video was from, dated 2021, if I'm not mistaken. Correction, 2022. Listen, brothers and sisters, this ain't Mexico, it's Palestine. Don't get the things confused. Número tres. So apparently there was this video of these small little Israeli children, approximately 5 of them, and all of them were in like this cage, you know, like imprisoned by Hamas, Palestinian terrorists and stuff like that. And apparently it was also quite viral. Interestingly, all 7 of these things that we're talking about also went quite viral. Again, it begs the question is why are these things becoming viral? Why do people, anyways. So 5 little kids, Israeli kids, in these cages held by Palestinian Hamas terrorists. Lightning and thunder slash drumroll. That's gunshots. Apparently, the user later on posted on a YouTube link or something like that. They posted that, correction, these are Palestinian kids in the cages who have been put in the cages by Israeli law enforcement slash army people. No comment. How do you mix that up? How is this clearly not people doing this on purpose? Número dos. Well, apparently there was this image of Benjamin Netanyahu, also known as Benji, the genocider Netanyahu. And in this image, he was sending, you know, Sonny Boy off to the battlefield. You know, it's really, he'll probably show it to you. You know, he's kind of like caressing son's face and mama's in the background. And, you know, they're like, go, son, go to the battlefield and protect the usurped land that your forefathers have tried so hard to usurp from the Palestinian people. Go, my son, it's such a proud day. Alhamdulillah. Even though they don't say Alhamdulillah. You know, sorry, that was a slip. I don't know, lost for words. Anyways, go, my son, we are so proud of you, you know, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, you know, but please, you know, don't run from the battlefield. I need to run for elections next year again. Lightning and thunder slash. Apparently, the image isn't from the current Al-Aqsa storm. Because it's a little bit dangerous to send Sonny Boy out to the battlefield during Al-Aqsa storm, you know? This is some serious stuff going on. You know, go and sit in the living room, play your video games, boy. Anyways, it's actually from an article from the Jerusalem Post, dated December 1st, 2014. Y finalmente, número uno. Wait for it. Wait for it. Keep calm and keeping it real. It's gonna be a good one. Número uno is the Islamic Republic of Iran is behind the whole Al-Aqsa storm. That was just beautiful. In case you guys weren't able to listen, because I went so fast on keeping it real, number one is this fake news that the Islamic Republic of Iran was behind the whole Al-Aqsa storm. Totally fake, blatant, lies, fakeness, left and right. And we'll let you know why after the break.
Quote, fake news.
Fake news.
You are fake news.
It's all fake news.
Fake news.
It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. It's all fake news.
And welcome back from the break. So, listen up, y'all. If the Islamic Republic of Iran was in this little game, if you will, as it has been fakely said left and right, then the game would have been over a long, long time ago. It's as simple as that. The Islamic Republic of Iran would have swept the floor with your face. So trust me, the Islamic Republic of Iran is not in the game. If it was in the game would have been over. It would have been finished. The game would have never started. Because the Islamic Republic of Iran would have won. Number one. Because the Islamic Republic of Iran got game. Poof. Of course, we didn't talk about the fake news that the Palestinians are terrorists, because the reality is that the Zionists, they are the real homegrown terrorists, and we already did a Keeping It Real on it when we initially talked about the Al-Aqsa storm, so we didn't decide to bring that up as fake news either. And of course, we didn't bring up the whole fake news about the Hamas people and the Palestinians beheading babies, because not only did the beheading part become viral, but then everybody found out that it was fake news, you know, and then the fakeness of the fake news, became really viral. So, you know, we didn't want to do something that everybody else did, you know. It's like, what's the difference between us and like CNN and BBC and VOA and I don't know, Iran International and all these other guys that just kind of copy-paste Fox News, you know, Fox News, yeah, Fox News. So, totally fake news, blatant lies, to the point where Mr. Sleepy Joe, the president of the U.S. of A., also came out and he was like, oh, beheaded babies, you know, and it's like, bro, did you guys even fact-check? Do you not have supposedly one of the, like, biggest military intelligence complex of the world, etc.? But anyways, yeah, sleepy indeed. You need to wake up, Sleepy Joe. And do you know who's actually killing all these babies left and right? It's the Zionist terrorists. And that's not fake news. And we all know who is bombing hospitals, who's bombing schools, who's bombing doctors and nurses and medical personnel. We all know who's using white phosphorus illegal bomb stuff. You know, we also know who is killing innocent civilians and men and women and children and old and young and healthy and sick. And, you know, that's the new military strategy. The new military strategy is just bomb everybody so they die and then we come in and just take over the land. So, and this fake news apparently isn't something that's new. According to a report that was found by the Research and Analysis Department of Islamic Pulse Studio, there's a Human Rights Watch report dated, I believe, 2021. I don't know when it was dated. But the report said that Facebook inappropriately, and let's just quote it so we don't get in trouble. Human Rights Watch reported that Facebook had inappropriately, you know, that means that they weren't supposed to do that, deleted and suppressed content related to Palestinians and Palestinian supporters, especially during the May 2021 conflicts. Yeah, there you go. Human Rights Watch. It's not an Iranian-backed militia. So what do you do with those pesky little people that just keep on insisting on telling the truth? Well, if you live in Zionist-occupied Palestine, they kill you. They kill you. So you just go kill them. He's speaking the truth. Hey, he's speaking the truth. Go kill him. Get rid of him. We don't want no truth around here. Kill him. Just like prominent American journalist Miss Shirin Abu Akleh, who was killed reporting. While reporting on duty with that little big old, you know, press thing on her helmet. She should have been wearing a helmet, right? And her vest. She was wearing a helmet. Thank you. The press written all over her. And they still shot her. And of course, we should mention 35 other Palestinian journalists who had been killed while on duty reporting, trying to tell the truth. This is what the whole point was, is when you're in Zionist-occupied Palestine, you're trying to tell the truth, you're gonna get this, you know, type thing. This is what they do. And this, apparently, the 35 Palestinian thing that were killed, journalists, is from Reporters Without Borders. And, you know, they're not like some kind of cultural wing of the Islamic Republic. It's Reporters Without Borders. And of course, you know, if they happen to be active on social media, well, you ban their channel, and you shadow ban them, and you censor them, and you remove their video because it, you know, got a whole bunch of likes and it was telling the truth, and you play these really weird, that people don't understand, algorithm games. We got people who know algorithm games. We just are fair. Maybe their algorithm games are better than ours, you know, unfortunately. So before I get to that, this open letter in 2021, where nearly 500 American journalists, you know, signed their name, it was an open letter in order to urge the news media outlets and journalists to, you know, be fair in their reporting regarding the conflict that is occurring between Israel and Palestine. And I quote, "For decades, our news industry has abandoned those values," brackets, professional journalism, "in coverage of Israel and Palestine. We," he's talking, they're talking about journalists, "we journalists and news media outlets and news industry have failed our audiences with a narrative that obscures the most fundamental aspects of the story, Israel's military occupation and its system of apartheid." 500 American journalists, just like that, 2021, they said that the news industry is completely biased, one-sided, and, right, I mean, that's what they're trying to say. And it totally ignores the fundamental aspect of Israel's military occupation and its system of apartheid. Oh, and one more last thing. A wise guy has recently said very beautifully, and we echo his words of truth, and I quote so that we don't get in trouble, "Every single drop of Palestinian blood brings the Zionists closer to their downfall, and you can definitely not fake that." Hey, we are just keeping it real wherever you are.
Trevor Blow Up, Howie Sanders, Nick Cannonbaum.
We should do stuff like movie style, you know, like this, like boom, boom. In case I forget, me personally, I stick to Khamenei.ir for all my reality, real, pure truth, and Press TV. Khamenei.ir and Press TV, the voice of the voiceless. Dum, dum, dum. Too much firepower. I'm kind of tripping out, man, so let's... Faster?